Racing HQ. Well, it could end up being hopefully a big day for David Bright Oak, a trainer out of Victoria with Self Sense and Griante running in big races today. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, and
Mate, I reckon you'd be just hoping that it's a fairy tale sort of day, starting here in Albury where I am, and then finishing with the William Reid tonight.
Andrew, we've got the runners and the horses are in good shape. Rest of it, we'll see what happens.
Well, let's talk about Self-Sense in this Albury Cup. Horse, I presume, is sort of travelling up. It's not a bad road now, the freeway all the way for him to be travelling up today.
Yeah, no, it's an easy trip to Albury, and he's on his way. He's in very good shape. He's had a good break between races. His work's been good, so there's nothing from the stable negative at all about this horse. Chances today.
We had you, I think, on the morning of the Randwick run over the 2,000 metres, and you were quite bullish there. Did he run up to, I mean, obviously you wanted to win, but did he run up to what you expected there? You only got beaten a very small margin.
Yeah, he went very well. We didn't really have much luck from the gate, and he's run a tremendous race and, you know, just been beaten a very small margin. So his run was excellent. That was his first run at 2,000 metres. This is his second run at 2,000 metres, this preparation. I think he's in great shape for it. So, no, Sydney was all good. You know, it could have been a fairy tale day, but it was still a pretty good day.
Yeah, exactly. Just with this start, the 2,000 metre start, you sort of jump and you're turning straight away. So I guess you leave it up to Ty England just to see how he does jump?
Yeah, the good jockeys work all that out.
And I guess he's had a ride on the horse too, so he knows what the horse is capable of early.
Yes, but look, it always helps. Once they've had a ride on them, I really think they get to know them a little bit better for the next time. So I'm confident with Ty. And, you know, of course it would have been lovely to have had a bit better barrier, but there's not much you can do about barriers. You've just got to take them as they come.
Anyway, we're looking forward to seeing. That's the Commercial Club Albury Gold Cup with one of the favourites, Self-Sense, for David. Then tonight, Griante, who we, had one leg of that fairy tale in Sydney there a couple of weeks ago. Like this one at Albury today, you've drawn a bit awkward here tonight too in the Group 1 William Reid.
Yeah, a little bit wide, but the mare's in very good shape. She's had a faultless preparation, so she deserves a chance to have a shot at a Group 1. Stephen, again, we've got a top-class rider, and they'll just have to make the decision as the race pans out.
It's a very even race, isn't it, tonight? I mean, for mine, I think she's been a bit forgotten, whether it's just the Sydney run. People haven't put her into the race, but obviously I love mares in good form, and she is.
Yeah, and she's third run in, and her first, she has just about hit her strap. She's been improving. She's a lazy, laid back sort of a mare to work, and it's taken a couple of runs to get her to peak fitness. And she's hitting that race in peak fitness tonight. Of course, she needs to be, but you know, there's various horses in the race that are, you know, coming in early and had a couple of runs. And I think we're getting there in very good shape, and you've just got to go out there and compete. You can't read too much into it. If you think you've got a horse going well, running time, well, you should run them.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, mate, good luck. I know you're sending up son Tom to represent the stable here at Albury. I hope we're talking to him at about 4:14 this afternoon.
Likewise.
Good luck to you, Dave. Hope they both run well.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Good on you. David Bright Oak there, trainer of Self-Sense, who lines up in the Albury Gold Cup here today, and then Griante in the Group 1 William Reid at Moonee Valley tonight. Kurt Goldman's joining us. He's in Albury here. Good morning to you, Kurt.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, you've brought a couple over. How have they done?
Yeah, they've done really well, actually. The horses both travelled down yesterday afternoon. Settled in well last night, and they both look terrific this morning.
Well, Self-Sense is certainly, I just spoke to David Brightoak about his horse. He's probably one of the main horses that Faust has to beat today.
Yeah, I think he's probably the horse with the obvious form. And I actually probably think we might sort of be sitting just off that. So hopefully it gives us a good card into the race. I think we'll definitely be following the right horse.
Yep, for sure. And the win at Canberra, of course, was really strong, beating Barbero. I know it's had the run since back at Rose Hill, but if it can maintain or return to the form behind or beating Barbero, we know how strong that form line is, Kurt.
Yeah, it has, and it stood up quite well. Even the run at Rose Hill the other day, Permit come out of the Canberra Cup and ended up winning that race. We didn't have a lot of favours. It wasn't run the way to suit the horse. So hopefully today with just a little bit more luck from the gate and Sam, if he's got the time when he can get out, when the horse needs to start going through his gears, I think you'll see the same horse that we seen at Canberra a fortnight ago.
Well, it sounds like you've mapped it out here. If it works out the way that you want it to, that you'll get that card into the race. Mate, the other one, Hall Pass, this race has changed a bit, given a few scratchings this morning. You were originally drawn pretty wide, but it now sort of comes in. It's not as bad as what it could have been.
Yeah, no, that's right. And look, obviously it's a tougher race than what she has been running in of late. But in saying that, the way she won first up last preparation was pretty impressive for Kemba Grange.
Yeah.
She beat a nice horse of Snowden's there. And look, she's done well since. She went out after that run and she's back now. And look, she might be just short of this. I would have liked to have given her a trial or something. But I think we'll see an improved performance today.
Okay, and mate, you tipped the mare out straight after that run in October. Was there a problem, or you just felt that let's go for a spell and come back and have a good maybe autumn into the winter?
Yeah, look, I did want to push on with her. She had a bruised foot. She had a foot abscess, and I probably kept her in a bit longer than what I should have.
Yeah,
and I had to make the decision in the end. She doesn't really like wet tracks, so I wanted to sort of make sure I had time to bring it back before winter. So that's the reason she sort of went out, and then she's back now. So,
well, we wish her the best with that one. Sounds like if they go to Lickety Split, it might just help you sort of be there somewhere in the finish, but will improve off the run.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. All right, mate, good luck. I hope they both run well for you here on Albury Cup Day. How's the training going under the new regime, under a new owner? Are you happy with things?
Yeah, no, everything's great. You know, obviously the win the other day, the Canberra Cup, was our biggest win so far, so it was good for the whole team. Gave everyone a lot of confidence, including the owners, the trainer and the horses. So, yeah. Really enjoying it. And got some nice horses coming through at the moment. So hopefully it's a good 6 months ahead of us.
Good luck to you, Kurt. We'll see you here at the track later on.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Kurt Goldman there with two runners. Bjorn Baker's back in Sydney. He's got a key chance in the flat knacker today, Quartzite. Good morning to you, Bjorn.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, dear, you picked this race out as a plan, or how did you get the thoughts of getting the four-year-old to Albury?
Oh, just... and well, he's a very fast horse, so he won well over 900 at Newcastle last time, so it fits in well.
Well, it does, because it was a strong win there. I mean, the last two runs, you've obviously got this horse in terrific form.
Yeah, he's going well. There's no doubt he's got a heap of ability, and he's got a heap of speed. I know they had a big opinion on him as a young horse. I didn't have him then, but... He's a nice horse, son of a Steven XL, and he's got plenty of speed. I think he ran 50.09 at Newcastle last time. It's some sort of bonus to break 50 seconds. I'm sure Albury's probably tougher than Newcastle, but who knows?
Well, Bjorn, this race has sort of changed a bit with a few scratchings. Your horse has got that early pace. Brenton Abdullah rode the track here beautifully yesterday to win a race for Bede Murray. So I guess you just leave it. You don't want to go too quick, too early.
Yeah, I just leave it to Brenton, and he's riding well at the moment, and no doubt he'll put himself right there. And that's what he can do. He can jump, put pressure on from the outside, and have the boss a bit in the midsection. Hopefully it works out that way.
That's good. He's travelled down good, mate?
Yep, all good. Couldn't be happier with him.
Okay. I've got to ask you, Barbero went out for a spell after last weekend?
Yeah, he's had a week in the paddock. We might even get him back, Andrew. There's a couple of races at the back end of the carnival. He's never looked better, and he's come through that run on Saturday in great order. It was a fantastic run. He just didn't quite have the brakes when he needed them.
Righto, so a little break. It sounds like you might have pinpointed something else towards the end of it.
Yeah, I've just got to have a think about it, but he's in career best form. He's a six-year-old. He's thriving on the racing, and he doesn't do too much at home. He just kicks over and swims and has a look around at the river track here at Warwick Farm. So we couldn't be happier with him. He's had a great preparation, and I've just got to give it some thought over the weekend.
All right, well, we'll give you a ring early next week and see what you've worked out there. And, mate, your father's horse is Mongolian Khan. And did the two-year-old arrive?
Yeah, he did. Unfortunately, he suffered a cut yesterday, so he's probably very doubtful for the size produce, which is unfortunate. But Mongolian Khan's in good order, and he's pushing on towards the Derby.
Okay, I guess I know your father was a bit disappointed by the run, but he gets back to 2,400 metres in the Derby. We know how strong he is at that trip.
For sure, and his best form is over 2,000 above, and hopefully he can get back to his best if he does. He has the right form lines anyway.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm just getting up that sire's market to update for our listeners, but that's disappointing news. Del, how do you pronounce its surname, Bjorn?
Del Cielo.
Del Cielo, yeah. I hear different words, but I'll go with you. Del Cielo. So it got a bit of a cut to a leg yesterday.
Yeah, unfortunately. And the same owner as Lucia Valentina, Liv Britannia, and he's Italian descent. He has a lot of Italian-based name.
Yep. Well, we cross the fingers there, mate. Good luck with the runner here at Albury today, mate. Enjoy it.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Bjorn Baker joining us there with the latest regarding his runner in the flat knacker here at Albury. Let's talk about Moonee Valley tonight. Robbie Griffiths is joining us. Morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning, Andrew.
Mate, a bit of a thrill. I must admit I had Robbie organised for the show yesterday and we ran out of time, Robbie. I wish I had not run out of time because you trained the first winner on the brand new Pakenham Racing Club track.
Yeah, one for the trivia board. So, remembered forever. And, you know, whether there's another racetrack built in certainly my racing time, it's probably not. But so it's a massive, massive thrill to be part of history, that's for sure.
Mate, you got some genuine chances tonight in back-to-back races, the two feature races. This is where you want your horses to be and be competitive. How does the mare Angelic Light return in the William Reid tonight?
I'm really happy with her. We gave her extra time to get over the Perth run. The Perth run sort of jarred her up a bit. She didn't sort of stretch out on the firmer ground. And we elected to bypass the Oakley Plate in preference to kick off first up tonight, and mainly because it gave us the correct amount of time to get over Perth, and it also her record at Moonee Valley last preparation in the spring was outstanding. Every run was at that venue and she was very good on all occasions. So she's had two trials and a nice solid hit out Monday morning. We'd normally kick her off in 1,000. We didn't have the luxury to do that this time, so we've gone straight into the Group 1 1,200, but we're really happy with what we see at home, and we've hoped we've done enough with her that she gives us the right vibe.
Look, it'll be interesting to see how it sets up. I haven't seen a speed map. I know they would have had one on form last night with Dean Lester's help there, but it'll be interesting just to see who takes it up here, how genuine the pace is, but you'd feel that she's going to get the nice run from wherever it comes from that draw?
Yeah, I do. I'm optimistic that from that barrier we'll get a good run. And, you know, listening to Dean this morning on radio and you know, talking to him about it, he, His take on it is that he thinks it's going to be an even speed and we should be in a key spot, you know. So if it plays out like that, it certainly looks to be in our favour the way it's set up at the moment. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. And, let's hope that we get equal opportunity.
What about the other one? Gets a bit forgotten in the angelic-like shadow tonight, but it is written?
Yeah, well, he does. He's a horse that's, you know, probably overlooked a bit at this level. I mean, he's probably not quite up to Group 1 level, but around the valley he's so effective that you've got to give him an extra sort of plus 2 to 3 lengths on his form card when he races there. And he's a 7-time winner that loves that track and distance, and I thought he was really good in the Oakley Plate. So he's drawn a bit tricky in the middle there, so he needs to get onto the back of the right horses. The good thing about tonight's race being so even, you can make a case for so many, is that whatever he's following should take him somewhere into the race. And if he pokes his head in amongst the action, it'd be no surprise if he did that inside the last furlong, you know. And with his association and love for that track and distance, I don't think you can ever leave him out, that's for sure.
No, exactly. Back in the previous, the Sunline made a word on Girl in Flight. Second up here, obviously, the talent of Noble Protector has it clear favourite in the race. But how do you see Girl in Flight tonight?
Oh, I'm quite bullish about her chances. I think that she's going very, very well. I think she's a stronger mare than last prep. And I thought her returning run was outstanding. She's trained on beautifully. You know, she probably doesn't have as good a racing style as the favourite for Mooney Valley. So the favourite looked outstanding when she won returning as well. So I would think that if somebody falters, we'll be there to pounce on the action. There's no doubt my mare's going very, very well, and I'm sort of expecting a good run. So hopefully that's the case.
Good luck, Murray. I hope they all run well for you tonight. I'll be driving home in the car, and I hope I'm yelling and screaming for you, mate.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Robbie. Robbie Griffiths joining us there with the very latest. Now, Rose Hill tomorrow, as I've told you, that track is a soft 7. I can tell you now that Pasadena Girl has come out of the first race this morning. Race 1, number 2, Pasadena Girl. Thinking of You has come out of the fourth as well. I think it's going to Adelaide. That's race 4, number 12. I'll go through them.